Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Shawn Mendes, In My Blood, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:10. Well, thankfully, the weather's going to be much nicer today than it was yesterday. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the mid-50s. I did not lose power at my house in Windsor. I think I lost cable for like 10 minutes and it came right back. 10,000 power outages right now. Walmart Jeff, did you lose power?
I lost power yesterday afternoon for a few hours and I was taking a nap and I told my kids who are 10 and 5, I said, hey, if the power goes out, let me know. Wake me up. Sure enough, okay. I wake up from my nap and the power's out. I went to talk to my kids. I'm like, why didn't you guys wake me up? They're like, well, our iPad still worked.
Okay. So, one more Jeff in East Hampton. You lost power, but it came right back.
Yeah, it came back after a few hours. We're good, though.
All right. Gavin in Hebron. You guys lose power a lot. Did you lose power in Hebron?
Yeah, Courtney. We had from about 4 to 5 yesterday. We lost power. It was like on, off. It would go on, off, and then come right back on, go off, come right back on. Then around 5 o'clock, it was out for good. And so we're like, 5 o'clock, dinner time. We decided we're just going to pack up everything, like pack up, you know, all of Lennon's clothes, his bassinet, and we're going to go to my mom's house. And we spent the night here at my mom's house. So I'm in Manchester at my mom's house right now. And,
nice.
And luckily we did because the power didn't come on until 3 a.m. We got a text message. So we made the right choice.
Is Anna making you breakfast? Because I can imagine Anna's in her glory right now, having her son back in his old bedroom.
She is loving it. Yeah, we're having scrambled eggs and bacon and pancakes and coffee. So she's loving it right now. And I was worried about all the food, too, that we've stocked up at our house.
Now, did you and Kelly hook up in your old childhood bedroom? Did you guys get it on?
Stop.
Did you bring her to Bangtown, USA?
Stop!
That's rude, Walmart Jeff. But the thought did cross my mind, but it did not happen. It did not materialize.
The thought did cross my mind.
Well,
all right, well,
there
you go.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody's power will be back real soon. I mean, I know we're all at home and we're working from home. And if you lose your power, oh, my gosh, 10,000 power outages throughout the state right now. And they're feverishly working on getting that back and up and running. We're also still paying your bills. We're helping you with your bills during this time. We've got your chance to win $1,000. We do it 12 times a day. Set a reminder. Your next chance at listening and winning $1,000 is coming up at 8 o'clock. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Mostly sunny temperatures in the mid-50s. And it's now time for a little Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and there's a popular hairstyle that's coming back in. If you don't have clippers at home already, it's hard to get them. It's hard to get the hair cutting supplies. If you go on Amazon, it looks like there's like a 2 or 3 month wait for the good like hair clippers.
Wow.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
Can I give you a little tipsy tip and see if this works? Look up dog clippers. No joke. I've got 3 sets of dog clippers because I grew my own dog, and they're probably better than the regular clippers. And those are what I use on my fiance, Mr. Automotive, on his neck. Anyway.
Okay. But if you are at home and you're cutting your own hair, there's a popular new hairstyle that's coming back, and I absolutely love it. Would you guys like to?
I know what it is.
What is it?
Yes. I'm going to tell you what it is because I tried to cut Mr. Automotive's hair once as well, and if you mess up, it tends to look like a mullet. So I feel like the mullet is coming back by accident. By accident.
It is not the mullet, Courtney, but you are close. It is actually the mohawk.
Really?
Because just when in doubt, cut it all off and leave the strip on the top.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people, a lot of guys anyways, not a lot of guys, but some guys are working from home and they need a haircut and they're having fun with it. They're having fun while they're in quarantine. They're letting their kids cut their hair or their wives cut their hair, like in my case. And my son Cash actually said the other day that he wants a mohawk. And my wife was all for it. And then I was like jokingly, I said, oh, we can have matching mohawks. And she was like, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yes.
So,
awesome.
Are you gonna do it? Are you gonna do it?
I think this weekend my wife is gonna give my son and I matching mohawks.
Oh,
that's
I love
awesome.
That.
Now, Gavin, you're in quarantine. Have you had your – I mean, it's been probably a couple months since you had a haircut, right?
Yeah, it has been. It is getting shaggy. I'm kind of going – you know what? I'm going to see how long I could go because everyone's, like, cutting their hair. I'm like, you know what? This is the perfect opportunity to see how long I can get my hair to go because no one's going to see me. So what's the difference?
I think you should cut the hair, but let that mustache grow.
Yes!
That's epic.
Yes!
Your mustache is epic. Yes, I love it.
I don't feel like being a creeper, you know, in quarantine.
I love that. And a lot of people are hoarding hair dye right now. Ladies, here's a tip. If you can't find hair dye, you probably have some eyeshadow. You can at least touch it up with some dark eyeshadow if you've got dark hair.
Yeah, or you could just wear a hat. Just kind of put your hair up. Yeah, just wear a baseball hat or a hoodie.
I've been, my scalp needs to breathe. I've been wearing a hat for like a month now. It hasn't come off. All right, it is a 7:26. Don't forget, you can always listen on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter if it's Google or Alexa. Just say play Kiss 95.7 on iHeartRadio. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It's time for Ward the Roses.
Ooh, I'm excited.
All right.
And it's out of Windsor.
Nice.
A little nervous. Connie, I'm from Windsor. Connie's on the line. I don't know her. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning. How are you, Courtney?
I'm great. Well, welcome to the show, Connie. Welcome to War of the Roses. I hope we can help you out today.
Thank you. I hope you can, too.
All right. So before we call your husband, Rob, I need to know why you think Rob is cheating on you. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's funny. He's like not a cell phone guy, like a lot of people are really addicted to looking at their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, it's just he's been like checking it for messages and he's getting texts and he's like all of a sudden he's always on Facebook and it's just weird. So I think there's some kind of communication going on with him and some other woman. That's the way I've seen it.
I tell you what, Connie, that would concern me if you're with somebody who's not like into social media or they don't really care about their phones or whatever and all of a sudden they're like phone obsessed. That's kind of a
exactly
it's a red flag. So I think we're gonna do it, Connie. We're gonna call up your husband. What we do is we offer him a dozen roses, try to get some information out of him. You're gonna be listening in on the other line, and at any point you want to confront your husband or not, you could just jump right in.
Got it.
All right,
okay.
Connie,
I hope I'm wrong, but we'll see.
I hope you're wrong, too. Are you ready to find out either way?
Yes, totally. This has been going on too long.
Hold on, Connie. Gavin, Florist?
Yeah, you want me to do it?
Yeah, I just feel like
what?
He's a little more sensitive when it comes to, like...
Yeah.
Okay, it's ringing.
Hello?
Good morning. Is Rob there, please?
This is Rob.
Hey, Rob. My name is Ken. I'm calling from Flowers Express. How you doing today?
Okay, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. But you're about to have a better day than me because we're offering you a dozen red roses, 100% free, and a free card as well just for you today, Rob.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, we want to get these out to someone special in your life, and if you're willing to do the promotion, we'd love to get started with it. Does this sound like something you want to do?
Yeah, sure, why not? Let's do it.
Awesome. All right, Rob. So we can get these out today. So what we can do here is we can start with the card, a small little index card, and get a sentence or two on there. Anything off the top of your head you want to write?
Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Ooh, hopefully we will see you soon. All right,
yeah.
Perfect, short and sweet. And who is going to be the lucky person getting these flowers today?
Her name is Lisa.
Lisa. L-I-S-A?
Whoa.
What's that?
I knew it. Rob, this is your wife. I can't believe you're seeing her behind my back.
What are you doing on here?
Lisa.
What are you talking about?
All right, Rob, I'm going to jump in. It's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. You're on the air on Kiss 95.7. It's a feature we do called War of the Roses. Yeah, your wife Connie is on the line. Go ahead, Connie.
Man, I swear to God, you've been like on your phone and texting and on Facebook. I knew something was up. Are you seeing Lisa behind my back? Are you?
Rob.
Are you serious?
Connie, you know Lisa? Do you know this woman?
Yes.
Rob, are you sleeping with Lisa?
Of course I'm sleeping with Lisa. So is she. She's the one who brought her into our bedroom.
What? Wait, oh.
Whoa.
Well, wait a minute. Okay. So,
not the way it works.
Yeah. I mean, a cute little yoga buddy. I mean, you made this happen. Of course I'm sleeping with Lisa. I only see her when we see her together, though.
Okay. I guess I'm way confused. I can't. So you are sleeping with Lisa, but Connie knows about it.
Yeah. Well, she's there.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm supposed to be there if it's happening, but he's seeing her on his own, I think, behind my back.
No, I'm not. I am not seeing her on my own. I'm only seeing her when we're together.
Okay, you know
what?
That is weird.
Situation. Her flowers.
I feel like this is maybe a threesome issue that you guys should just. I'm not sure it's a War of the Roses thing. I can offer couples counseling, but I guess three people could go to counseling, all of you.
I think it's one of those things where all three are going to have to get together and lay down the ground rules.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what this is.
Because I'm not sure, Connie, to be honest, if it's cheating, if you're the one that brought her in the bedroom. I don't know. All right.
I thought we laid out some ground rules, but clearly we're missing some points here.
You made this happen, darling. You made this happen.
Okay.
Whatever you want. It's okay.
Wow.
All right, I am gonna put you guys on hold and offer you couples counseling, but I think this is probably, I think we're just gonna put you on hold because it's a threesome thing, maybe not so much a War of the Roses thing. So okay, hold on, okay. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:40. Time for your Hollywood report. John Krasinski surprised 5 COVID unit workers from Boston's Beth Israel Hospital with an appearance by Red Sox legend David Ortiz on his new YouTube show called Some Good News.
David Ortiz?
How you guys doing?
Good. Yeah, you?
Hey, I got to tell you guys from the very bottom of my heart how much I love and respect you for what you guys are doing. The Red Sox are going to donate 4 tickets for life.
What?
Yes.
You and everybody at Beth Israel.
Yes.
Nice. Everybody gets 4 tickets for life that works at Beth Israel Hospital. John then had them all go outside and jump into what he called the most sanitized duck boat in America. And that drove them to Fenway Park, where the Jumbotron played videos of the mayor of Boston, the governor of Massachusetts, and the entire Red Sox team applauding the health professionals. The group also got to throw out the first, it was like a ceremonial pitch of the season. So they did that. And then he announced that every nurse and doctor in America will also get 5 free cell phone service for, I'm sorry, we'll get free cell phone service for 3 months from AT&T.
Oh,
so every nurse and every doctor in America will get free cell phone service for 3 months. How amazing is that?
That's pretty awesome.
And it's funny, when you watch this, these nurses and doctors were sitting 6 feet apart from each other. They had their masks and gloves on, and they were surprised by David Ortiz. It was pretty awesome to watch, and that is on our blog. Hey, lots of celebrities are doing their own hair. We just talked about this with Walmart Jeff. Hilary Duff chopped off her hair, and she dyed it blue. She shared photos on Instagram, although then her husband popped in, Matthew, and said no. He's the one that actually cut her hair for her and dyed it blue. And I will tell you, it looks really good. Makes me think I want to dye my hair blue.
I'll have to check that
out. Or maybe I'm just bored. Then they sang a song together, and it was really adorable. And Kim Kardashian recorded a PSA on social distancing. It was crashed by her daughter, North.
Hi, everyone in California. It's Kim Kardashian West, and I just wanted to talk to you.
And Northwest.
Have a serious conversation with you guys about social distancing.
And then Kim started saying, you know, it's important to stay at home. And little North goes, Mom, I go outside every day. I mean, she was adorable.
I will say that video is a lot different than the video I saw over the weekend of Kim doing a makeup tutorial. And one of her kids busted in, like she yelled at the kid.
I know.
Yeah.
She's almost, it's almost like, you know, normal
in
a
real
way.
Life. Yeah.
It's like real life. It's kind of normal. You can see that more in all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 7:50, mostly sunny temps in the mid-50s. There are power outages out, about 10,000 in the state right now because of yesterday's wicked weather. The good news is they're working on those, and the weather's going to be much, much better today. It is time for good news every single weekday morning. At this time, we bring you good news. In fact, I think we're going to start bringing it to you more often. But I've got good news for you, Gavin. Are you ready for it?
Oh, I love good news. Yes, please.
All right, good news. The state of Florida has deemed pro wrestling essential business, allowing the WWE to remain open during the pandemic. They will now have live shows returning to TV this week, but they won't have any fans. No fans in the stands. But the live shows are back, Gavin.
I love that because, you know, they just had WrestleMania. I don't know if you guys knew this, but like a couple weeks ago, they just had WrestleMania. And they did it with no fans in the audience. Mm. And it was the weirdest thing. But it is cool to see, like, some live action back on TV. So that's pretty cool.
I like that. I think that they should put cardboard cutouts, like funny ones in the front rows and stuff. I just think that would be, like, of old wrestlers, yeah. You know? Like, really
yeah,
old
awesome.
Wrestlers. The Iron Sheik could be up there. I don't know.
Really Superfly Snuka.
Yes, Jimmy Superfly Snuka could be up there. The Undertaker. I mean, there's so many that could be cardboard cutouts right
now. Oh, yeah, for
but
sure.
That's my good news. Gavin, what's your good news?
So I know a lot of people are looking for jobs. They're out of work right now. But good news, because Amazon is looking to fill 75,000 new positions. And the company announced this yesterday. And they're looking to do this as soon as possible, obviously. People are you know, not leaving their homes, so they're going to Amazon a lot more. So they need more people to fill these orders. So, and Amazon has raised their hourly pay for warehouse employees by $2 and doubled the overtime pay as well. So if you're looking for a job, Amazon is definitely hiring.
I love that. And there's an Amazon warehouse right here in my town of Windsor. So that's kind of cool, too.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. So maybe a lot of those jobs will stay local in this area. Great news. Thanks, Gavin.
You got
Walmart,
it.
Walmart, what's your good news?
Hey, yesterday I told you about that old lady from Pennsylvania. She's 93 years old. She put up a sign on her front door. It said, "I need more beer." Well, yes. I got good news for you guys. Coors Light actually stepped up to the plate and delivered 7 cases of Coors Light to her.
Oh, my God.
I like that because Walmart, Jeff, and I don't know if you said this in the story or not, but I saw that she had a Coors Light sign in her window. That's like the specific beer she was asking for.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool to see Coors step up. Unfortunately, I mean, it was only 7 cases, which for me, in doing my math, that should last her about like 3 or 4 weeks.
That's all right. That'll get her over that hump. I tell you what, I'm gonna put a plea out for Tito's. I'm gonna put a poster in the front of my window and just see if Tito's can drop off a couple of handles ASAP. That's
nice.
What I'm gonna do. I love that. Hey, if you've got good news, we'd love to hear it. Let's spread good news together. 860-247-9570.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.